All right. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Anime Pass or Fail. I'm your host, Savon Goldburn, and I'm thrilled to be here with my dynamic trio of co-hosts. First up, he's the man with an encyclopedic knowledge of all things anime. Let's give it up for Isaiah Bascom.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
That's it. And next, we have our resident critic, who isn't afraid to speak his mind, the one and only Matthew Thompson.
Hello. If you want to hear some bad news, just talk to me.
Jeez. And last but not least, the man whose insights always leaves us sinking. Please welcome Messias Davis.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another ceremony.
That's it. And we're after the match. We bring our 12th season to a close. We have an exciting lineup for you. We'll be grading each anime from the season as if it were their final exam. Because it is! For you see, we have a unique grading system following a strict rubric that totals to 100 points. And if the average score received from us hosts is above 60 points, it graduates. So anything below leads to an immediate expulsion. So again, it must get 60 points. 6-0. But that's not all. We also have our Best Boy and Best Girl awards for the characters that stood out the most. Our Choice Awards go to the anime that we personally recommend. Of course, the opening and ending awards for the anime was the most unforgettable opening and ending sequences. Do note, it's possible that some categories might not have a winner.
New one.
So be sure to stick around till the end as we reveal our anime picks for the next season as well as ours. So buckle up, it's going to be a thrilling ride. So, we only actually have two animes that made it to this graduation ceremony. We have My Instant Death Ability is Overpowered and Solo Leveling. We'll be grading My Instant Death Ability is Overpowered first. So, how do everyone feel about the storyline? I feel like the originality was a zero. They just want to return home. We've seen this everywhere. Just zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I want to give it a 3, because while the overall storyline, they do want to just return home, that's not original. How they went about it was original, in my opinion, with all the different cliches and different animes that they had to go through to get home. I haven't seen that before.
You know what it is, though? It was like the different tropes that they had. I think I'll give them points for that. I'll give them a 2.
What about you, Mathis?
Honestly, just like all these guys, all the same to me. But this one did start out like it was original. And like Isaiah said, the tropes. So I'll be giving it a 2 as well.
Damn, interesting. I'm surprised you guys gave it a higher score than me. You actually like the anime. So, you know what? I'll gladly change. I'll go to a 2. Why not?
Yeah, 2 is C. Like, a 0 means, like, I want to put you in the dirt. Mm-hmm. So I can't really say that.
It was funny. Because
the tropes are not the originality, but, you know, more of the... You say the quick resolution at the beginning, but fun. It was really fun.
It was. Yeah. The way they went about and understood that, the way they understood the tropes and used them for comedic purposes was very good in the storyline at the beginning.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we have it. What about the development of the story? Did the storyline develop in an engaging way? Are there unexpected twists and turns?
I don't personally think so. No. That shit was garbage. Zero. Zero.
Development, yes. Development be a 0. There's nothing.
I gave it a 1. I feel like there's very little development, but there was something. Like, stuff did develop, but very little. Like, they got the stones at the end. That was it. That's it. That's the only development in the story that happened. So, yeah, we're on agreement of a very low score here.
Yes.
What about the resolution? Do we feel like the story has come to a logical conclusion? I want to say, so hear me out. I gave this a 3 because this anime is not finished yet. I don't want to penalize it for not being done. So I gave it half marks.
That's cool. I'll give it a 0.5.
Can we not do any decimals, please?
Okay, I'll give it a 1.
All right.
I'll round up.
Damn. No, but like the resolution was shit, man. Like, where was it going? Where, like, I feel like I've been left with more questions than answers.
I feel like I would cheat it on the resolution, honestly.
Yeah.
They cheated.
Exactly.
I'll agree with Matthew.
I feel like the story didn't resolve yet, though. Like, there is no end because, like, there's going to be a second season.
That's fine, but it could have given us some kind of resolution. Yeah. Like, I wasn't satisfied with any of the last five episodes.
Yeah. The shit, the ending.
Like, the resolution for this season, we did get for, like, the whole cast.
Say, isn't the reason why you guys weren't satisfied was because it resolved everything?
That doesn't mean it did it in a good way.
Yeah. And like I said, we kind of touched about this on the last episode, so I won't talk about it too much, but it kind of like how I like how it would ending at how all the resolution would ending at the beginning of the story, but the very last one, how everyone just kind of died and just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole idea of like the death match around like the students made no sense in my opinion.
Well, that's fair enough. We'll be moving on to pacing. How did you guys find the pacing? I gave this one a 5. If it wasn't for the pacing, this anime wouldn't have made it as far as it has.
You gave it a 5? That shocks me, in my opinion. I feel like the show made no, like, real... How do I even explain this? Like, the pacing was everywhere, in my opinion. And I
think it was only fast. I don't think it was ever slow.
It was fast, but, like, it was... too fast at points, and then it was slow at other points. You know what I mean? Like, there was no.
Was it ever slow? I actually don't think this thing was ever slow. I think it was always on 11 and it never stopped.
See, I like the pacing at the beginning. I think I see, understand what Isaiah trying to get to. Like, the pacing where they kept going to different worlds over and over and over again was fun. That was enjoyable. But when they were at that castle, they were there for too long. That whole region area, I wish they did it just how they did the rest of the episode or the earlier episode, you know, just kill everyone off if they're gonna die anyways. Don't keep them alive for so long.
They did do that.
I agree. Yeah, but they're alive for too long. Too many episodes.
3 episodes. What, you guys just argued a point ago that they died too quickly. They killed everyone off too quickly. And now you're like, oh, they're alive for too long. What? What do you mean?
Pacing wise.
Oh my goodness. I don't think you guys know what you want.
To try and give a better explanation for what they mean, because I feel the same way, is they kept the classmates alive for a very long time just to kill them off, but the interesting character that they would introduce would get killed off instantly. So to me, there was no rhyme or reason as to why they did the action that they did. It kind of just, like, happened. And while the first half of the pacing was great because the story was resolved within the same episode, when the main plot points are not resolved within the same episode, but they're still going at that same awkward pace, it kind of throws the whole thing off.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And that's why I would give it a 3.
Yeah, I give it a 3 as well. Like, it wasn't bad pacing.
Yeah.
But the last 4 episodes just didn't match the beginning. Yes. And that is where I have the issue with it.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it a 3 as well.
Alrighty. So, what would you guys say? Hope you guys keep track of your own points. What would you say your overall storyline points is? I ended up with 11. There's 5. Maybe this is how we should do it. Because I just write it down.
I gave 2 3s as 1, as a 7, and a 0 of 7.
I get it.
I get a crit every month. Not just like.
So, yeah. Wait, you gave it a 7?
Overall?
Like 8% of
yes. Yeah, with a 7 overall?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you miss this?
Sorry, I'm getting a pencil and paper. Thank you.
Nigga, you're adding up a 20. Like, that's the highest you could be.
So. My overall storyline probably won't be consistent of what the points I have gave.
Oh, but... God. That's not confusing.
You're not confused at all, but I'll be giving it a 7.
Alrighty. I like that number anyways.
Sorry, what
were we doing? Right, now to the characters. How do you guys feel that... See, this is for you, Isaiah. How do you feel... about the character's development was? Like, do you feel that it grew or evolved throughout the series?
I don't think anyone grew or developed. It was or at least if it was anything, it was very bland, and I did not like that at all. Like, the characters felt like they were, how do you even explain it? They felt like NPCs in their own story, you know?
That's a very good way to put it.
For development, I do have to give it a 1.
I could give this one a 3, because the main character didn't grow for shit. But I feel like the girl next to him actually grew a lot. And then you got all these random side characters that are just kind of like, you kind of see the beginning and end of their old stories. And that was kind of cool. Like, you really see them for the first time, and then they end up dying. So you get the whole conclusion. Like, all right.
Objection. So I gave it a 3. I'm going to say the main character did develop, because he actually
Really?
Yeah, the whole thing about him learning how to use his powers is him developing. It was shit writing because he's super overpowered, but he did develop. So just for that reason,
I'll give it a 4. Then.
A 2.
There, I gave it a 4 just because he said that.
I don't know if
I'm enough
yet. What's sad?
You convinced me to give it a higher score.
I'll give it a 1. Just because they have development doesn't mean it's good development. So, yeah.
That's fair. What you, Isaiah? Oh, no, Isaiah went first.
Yeah.
So, what about relatability? Can the audience relate to the characters and their motivations? Could you guys relate to the characters at all?
No.
I give this a 5. I'm a god.
Yeah. I hate all the power characters.
Relatable. Yeah. I kill everyone instantly.
Matthew's a 5.
No, I'll give it a 1. Trash. Actually, no, I lied. I give it a 3, because I feel like I would react exactly how that girl protagonist reacts if I was with a girl that had that kind of power. Like, I'd first be very afraid and be like, you know, I'm just gonna do everything you say so I can live. And then as it got on, I'd be like, oh, you know what? You're not actually a bad person. I can see where you're coming from a lot of the time. You just have too much power and trying to understand it.
It's actually true. He did have a reasonable way of using his powers. I gave it a 2 for that reason.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Did you have it calculated?
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Diversity?
No, relatability. No. Did you guys give your numbers?
Yeah, we'll do our numbers.
We already voted.
Isaiah 0, Savannah 2. Matthias is 0, and Matthew 3.
I literally just heard Matthew for some reason. But yeah, diversity. Is there a good variety of characters with different backgrounds and personalities? No. I gave this a 5 because there is a shit ton of characters.
Like, if you really think about it, they're only shit ton of characters, but if you really think about it, they're all the same.
No, they're not. They're definitely different.
No, they're not. They all die.
But like, that doesn't
what mean, are you saying? Every person on Earth is the same because they die.
Okay, they're different, but they're bland. They don't have like pizzazz. They're like
you got classic big anime girl, you got classic anime boy. Even
they're very different.
Ninja, exactly. Classic anime girl, boy. Like,
there's nothing.
No, I'm with Savan. They may not be unique characters, but they definitely have diversity.
No, they're all humans. They're all white. The only thing that can the only thing that can make them unique is, I would say, more of them. What? I don't know what I can use.
Like, between the bitch ass punk fat chubby kid and the knight and the swords master and the girls in the school and the devil girl, like, they all have different personalities and different reasons for doing things. Like
yeah, but they're all still good. Bland. They're all still just classic animations
and everything.
Really,
I'm not arguing that they're not bland characters. I'm just arguing that they're different characters, and that's what he asked.
Oh, I see more different if there was like a dog character, then I would put diversity or different like
a dog.
Yes,
this guy wants a Dragon Ball Z cast, bro.
There was a character with like cats for gods in her head. Like, that's pretty different.
Rest in peace, Akira's
Ren. Okay, I'll give them diversity on the personalities because there's so many characters, but
because their motivations
die so quickly,
it's kind of hard to develop.
I can't really give it my full score, so it would be a 2.
I feel like a 2 is fair, but I'm not fair, so I give it a 1.
Yeah, they're weird. This is a very biased grading.
Wait, I'll give it a 4. I feel like they had a diverse amount of characters. I'm with you.
Oh, thank you. Like, I feel like if there's something we gotta give it, I feel like diversity. Like, there's a lot of characters, and they actually felt different.
I just feel really? Like it's not meant to be like.
Like, can you name 2 people that were the same?
I think honestly, I saw all the classmates as 1 character.
Yeah, that sounds more right. There's an entire like, group.
Of the people. Whole class.
But there's more characters than just the classmates.
Like, okay, you have the class characters, the classmate characters, you got the knight characters, you got the demon characters, then you have the heel characters. That's not enough.
A lot of characters.
That's not enough.
A lot of characters.
There's just different groups.
Isn't enough, though.
Damn, I don't know what is getting a 5 for you. If this show, if this many characters gets a 2, I don't know what it takes to get a 5. Good lord. I felt like this show was like almost too many characters. But we'll be moving on to interactions. How do you feel like the characters interacted with each other? God. Do you find it was believable and interesting?
Interesting, yes. Believable, no. So, a 2.
See, I didn't find it believable, but I did find the interactions very interesting. Like, in fact, I feel like that was the whole point of the show, how overpowered characters would interact with the main character. So I gave this a 4.
I'll raise it to a 3.
The interactions are always kind of enjoyable sometimes. Okay, not all the time, but like, I definitely had fun with some of them, so I'll give it a 3.
I'll give this a 2. I didn't really care how they interact with each other, nor did I find them very interesting. I knew he'd kill them every single time after the first episode. Like, that's the name of the show. I don't know why you were surprised about that fact, but maybe watching two different shows.
I don't think anyone was surprised.
No surprise.
But maybe we'll be surprised when we hear our numbers. I think my number ended off with 16.
Oh, Jesus. What did mine end up with? I ended up with a 5.
12. Another 5?
I ended up with a 12.
12, okay. So.
Nope, I lied. I did math wrong. 10. I did a 10.
Matthew. 2 points. My calculations. The average is 9.
9. All right, time for animations.
Oh, you're not going to say so it? Are we not going to give the average or no?
If you want. What's the average for, I guess, the storyline? We'll do the averages after, since we already skipped storyline.
Storyline, I didn't get anyone numbers, so I can't give the average for storyline. I wasn't ready by then.
Oh, I have it on the structure.
Oh, for real?
Oh, you did?
Scroll down.
If you want to just calculate it there, save me the trouble.
I will. It's my responsibility.
Then animations. How do you guys feel about the art style? I thought it was nothing special, too.
Not bad.
It wasn't
not
bad either.
Yeah, solid 3.
There's nothing special to it. Like, not even like, it wasn't even like a beautiful world or anything. You know what I mean?
Animation.
I know it's animation, but like, that's part of it, too, right? Yeah,
true. I mean, there's categories for this.
I know. But, anyways, I'll give it a 2 for the animation.
No, it's art style.
We're on art style.
Man.
That's correct. 2 for our stuff.
All right.
I'll also give it a 2 for the art. 2 for, a 2.
That's right. Oh, kind of an agreement.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't, it wasn't terrible either, you know?
Yeah. All right. What about the animation? Was it smooth and detailed?
Smooth, yes. Detailed?
Not really.
No,
not really. It wasn't full like CGI or anything, so I gave this a 2 as well. It was just like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't anything to write home about.
They actually put some effort into some parts of it, you know?
Like, I've seen worse. I've definitely seen a lot worse. You know what? I'm gonna give it a 3. Just thinking about all those terrible things. It's pretty average.
I didn't mind it. I think a 3 is like the right setting here.
I'm giving it a 2, because even sometimes the bad animation will have a kind of charm to it. This kind of just felt like some AI did this animation.
Oh, that's a good way to put it, honestly.
That was a good way. All right, what about the backgrounds?
Do you feel like there was a... It would have to be a 2. Didn't pop out.
Agreed with that one. I actually would give it a 1, to be honest.
Yeah,
I would give it 4.
Can't remember I'll give it... one part of this entire show. Like, the background, anyways.
I'm not giving it a 4. This had a lot of backgrounds. Like, we visited a lot of different worlds. I feel like the backgrounds were, like, maybe the hardest thing. They had to make so many scenarios.
It's a matter of if it would...
I mean, I remember the tower from Hunter x Hunter. That was really cool. I remember the starting bus for us. I remember the castle. I remember the demon realm little thing. Backgrounds. Hey, we went to a lot of places.
It's not about the places, though. It's about the detail, the originality, the specialness of it, you know?
I mean, it's like, the question I said is that well-drawn and immersive. I felt like the backgrounds are good. I never complained about them. They look good. I believe that they were in that place.
I will give it a 3 as well, just for the amount of different backgrounds they had to have. Like, that in itself was impressive. Now, even if it was AI looking like, it was still the fact that they were able to make this many. Yeah, yeah. Solid for me. Or 3, barely a pass.
3 it is. And now, what about character designs? Are the character designs distinctive and consistent? I feel like this is what Nisaeus was going on about before. When we're talking about the number of characters, I think this is what you had a problem with, Nisaeus.
Their design? Yeah. This would be 1.
It was just all basic. There was no pizzazz. Again, this is
the... See, I'll give this a 2.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I mean, like, they really were just all, like, people in the end.
Yeah, but, like, everyone has their own... How do I even
think so? This isn't that diversity. That was a, why are you guys arguing for like the opposite? I feel like it's arguing that their designs are all bland, they're all the same. Yeah, and then he gave diversity a low ranking. And now you're saying there's so many different types of characters. That was for the diversity answer.
No, I said there's no uniqueness to them. Like, they're all average, they're all similar, they're all basic. They look like NPCs.
Wait, why are you arguing against me then?
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. But you just said that I
feel like you were before.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to say that they were shit.
This is recorded. Just so you know, the audience can rewind.
I want to go back and hear that, actually. But no, it's a 1 for me.
And I'll hear a 2 when I'm editing.
I heard a 2 as well earlier, but that's fine. That's cool. I give it a 1. They were like, you know, when you get like a, yo, let's draw anime book from like the store. I feel like they just took all the characters from that book.
It's important that it's through AI. Oh, you must say it's very intrigued.
What?
No, you already said yours.
1 moment.
This is a 1. All right. What about total animation score? My total animation score was 11.
7 for me.
8.
9. 10.
All right, what's happening? You guys really were going up by 1.
No, I give it an 8. My score is an 8.
Alrighty. All right, now we move on to sound design. How do you guys feel about the voice acting? I gave it a 4, just because it's Japanese voice acting, and I can't really say if it's bad or not. Didn't really... not sound good.
Well, I can say it was bad. Number one, the fat kid, I forget his name, but he was so freaking annoying. And he was...
I think that was his goal. I don't think he did a good job.
He was just really annoying. I get that that's maybe what they were going for, but...
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that was the purpose.
Do a good job. Actually, then I have to be very true to it and have to give it a 3 then.
I'm indifferent, so it has to be a 3 for me.
What?
I'll give it a 2. I just didn't care for any of the voices. Like, even if they're in Japanese, I don't understand what they're saying. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I like your voice in that character. I never got that feeling for any of the characters.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to lower mine to 3. No one really, like, I didn't really like anyone's voice. Didn't really stand out. They're all average.
Yes.
All right. What about the background music? Does that music enhance the mood of the scenes?
There was music
in it. It didn't touch me. It didn't change anything. So it would have to be a 2.
I'll give it a 1. It never stood out for me.
I feel like a 1 is definitely correct here.
I give it a 2. They're all pretty low. What about the sound effects? Do you guys feel like the sound effects were well-timed and realistic and good?
They were pretty average. Like, they're probably just, like, default shit that they use from other animes, you know?
Yeah,
I gave it a 3. I thought they were pretty default as well, but I did like the kill sound effect and the way the people fell over when they died. It sounded pretty good, so I gave it 3. You know what? After saying that, I'm gonna give it 4. I did like when they died; they slumped over.
I will stay with the 3.
I will stay with the 3, but I did appreciate it. I did like the fact it was like kind of video game like, where like you know the same movie had the same sound effect and the same slump sound every single time. I thought that kind of funny.
Yep,
it was fun. Okay, I'll give it a 3.
And now for opening and ending. We actually have a whole award for this, so this is interesting. Are the opening and ending themes catchy and fitting to the anime theme? Or do you just like
it? For the anime, sure, but it didn't touch me, so I'll be giving it a 2.
Oh, this is going to be spoilers for the award. I'm giving it a 5. I really enjoyed that opening.
You liked it? Interesting.
I thought...
I didn't mind it, so I actually have to give it a 4.
Okay, I will give it a 4. I really enjoyed the song, but the visuals were very meh.
See, the visuals gave me hope. When we didn't know anything about the anime and we're making speculations and we're seeing that sound effect and visual effect of like that little circle thing when it kills people in the opening, it's like, oh my God, is this guy just going to go around Santa snapping all these people? And he did. It delivered. It was a good... I don't know, a way of foreshadowing what's about to happen. And I watch it every time, just so I can see, like, who's dying next. Like, all right, these people are probably next in the chopping block.
Yeah, and they died.
And they did die. But anyways, overall good scores anyways. So what about sound design? I gave it a 14.
10.
I believe I was a 14 as well.
Oh.
12, sorry.
I get a 10. Wait, do we not do the closing?
No, I'm a 10. Isaiah was a 14, a 12.
Wait, you were a 10 and then Isaiah was 12?
Yes.
Okay, so you and Master are both 10.
Yes.
All right.
Wait. Do we not talk about the closing song at all?
No, that's included. Opening and ending in there.
Oh, together. Oh, yeah. Okay. My score wouldn't change, but I was just curious.
Doesn't change anything. I'll get ready to change your score. Nah, it's fine. It doesn't change anything. It's just good.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 anyways. I'm like, it wouldn't bump into a 5. It was still good.
Fair enough. All right. What about the overall enjoyment? How were you guys? Were you guys engaged in the anime? Did it keep you gay from start to finish?
Yeah, I start, yes, fully engaged, like all fucking isekai. Then the ending, they just pull that carpet under you, like, oh, remember, just an isekai. Don't keep your hopes up. So honestly, because I've been hurt like that so much from isekai, I would have gave it a 3, but no, this would be a 2.
Damn, the trauma. Trauma points.
You couldn't have said it any better. The trauma points are real, man. I agree with this stuff. I have to give it a 3 for being good at the beginning, but being shit at the end.
All right, well, I'm giving this a 5 because I never once failed it and I enjoyed it from the beginning to end. So, giving that a 5.
It gets a 3. It just passes for me. The beginning was good. The ending was not good. But it doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it, at least partially, through the anime. It gets a 3.
Fair enough. How about emotion? Did you find that this anime made you feel a range of emotions?
No, they all died too fast. This would actually be a 0. This one would be a 0.
I think it's also...
I gave it a 2 because I did laugh. I laughed a lot, but that's a little... And I felt surprised. A lot of shocks and twists. So I gave it 2 for 2 emotions.
I give it a 1 for emotion because I did enjoy like the death scenes.
Oh God.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I have morbid comments.
I give it a 2. I thought the first half was very funny. Like I genuinely laughed out loud at some parts of this anime. But other than that, it also only made me feel rage. So I feel like that's not a good thing from watching a TV show. Or boredom. So 2.
This is emotion.
The negative emotions.
The negative emotions. All right. What about the rewatch value? Would you guys watch this anime again?
0.
I gave this a 1 because I did show my brother a scene in the beginning when it was like new. So I want to count that as me rewatching it with him. So I gave it a 1. But would I ever do it again? Probably not.
It was a scene. It wasn't the whole episode. That's like a 0.1. I think we can round that point down. 0.1.
Understandable. Jeez.
And then we get to the next one. A perfect segue. Recommendation. Would you recommend this anime to others?
No.
I wouldn't know how to pitch it, so it had to be a 0.
That's actually a fair reasoning behind it, but like I feel like this show has nothing to really pull you in.
The instant death is the pull.
That is the pull, yes.
I cannot recommend that to someone, though.
And especially like if it's someone who you're introducing anime to, it would definitely be a hard no.
They don't have to be introducing. They could be like
a seasoned anime watcher. I wouldn't recommend the show to anybody.
Yeah,
I think it would be wasting my time.
I agree, though.
I wouldn't really recommend it, but same time, I did enjoy it. But like, if there's someone out there that likes these guys and loves these long sentence named animes, yeah, I'd recommend it to them. So I gave it a 2.
Person who likes these guys.
Yeah, no, not at all.
If you had nothing to do in your life, I wouldn't recommend the show to you.
I'd be
no.
You tell them you want a shit show to watch. This is what you tell them.
No. Not even that.
Right, we gotta like fast forward. I just realized I saw that time.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm giving this a 10.
10?
I mean, overall enjoyment. We're doing the thing. Like, yeah, what do you guys give overall enjoyment?
Overall enjoyment.
4?
Wow. And I got a 2. Oh, God.
You got 2?
Yeah, I had a 5, but granted, there's only 3 questions, so it's only out of 15. I feel like this wasn't fair.
Oh, it was 4 questions.
Oh, well, it gets a 5.
That's the whole answer. He's like, oh, well, sucks for you, student. Didn't see that answer. So now that we've gone through them all, let's go ahead and see what we ended up with. Maseus, what was the average score for the storyline out of 20?
8.
8 out of 20. Not good. What about characters? What was the average for that out of 20?
That's a 10.
10. Ooh. Right on the line. What about animations?
Oh, a solid 9.
9. Even worse. Maybe they'll make it up in sound design.
Well, it did not because it got a 12.
I mean, it's better. What about overall enjoyment?
Well, we clearly did not enjoy it, but it made it pretty far, so a 5.
5. All right. Let's have a drum roll for the overall score. And again, if it's over 60, then minus the death ability is overpowered, will have graduated. Drum roll's going. And the final overall score is 44. Sadly, that is not a passing grade. Not even a normal passing grade. Not even miss. It's like
actually like, yeah, at least he was allowed to write the final exam. Lotted some.
That's true.
It made
at least it made it to the exam.
The final exam is very hard.
That was tough. Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, sad to say, this anime will definitely not be graduating, and it won't be moving on. Sorry. Up next, we have Solo Leveling, but before we grade it, let's talk a bit about that season finale, which had Jinwoo losing his escape stone, only to be shockingly and very surprisingly bailed out by a penalty from not beating his daily quest from earlier. After recovering and regearing and leveling up, Jinwoo returns to the endless wave quest only to realize it isn't endless, and proceeds to beat and unlocking and surpassing the new tiers for his new class, the Shadow Monarch. which allows him to control an army of shadows led by none other than Yggdras.
Oh man, that shit's crazy.
The fight was good. The fight actually went very high. I liked it.
I don't even get me started. That fight was incredible. Fuck, I hate that they ended it like this though. Like,
not, it's I just good realized that
they ended it, but like, you know,
the fight happened last episode, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you talking about the actual fight with Yggdras?
I was.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, I was like, was it really that much? Like, was that? No, really? He's just fighting a bunch of dudes.
Oh, the knights.
The knights. Yeah, oh, I mean, mages.
But he did it. He fucking clapped cheeks. He came back stronger than another. Stronger.
He knew a game error. He cheated.
He did say he cheated. It's not cheating if it's a part of the game.
You know,
I thought it was supposed to be endless. I'm surprised that wasn't endless. It was something that he could actually beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
objective was a misdemeanor.
If you weren't smart enough, you wouldn't figure it out. And in this case, he found out that the mages are the ones spawning the portals, and he killed them first.
And he got his subclass.
Broken abilities. Man, I can play Pokemon now.
Yep.
Whoop, gotta catch them all. Oh, no.
Really?
Hey, I'm surprised he almost said no. Like, really?
Yeah, he was close.
He's like, oh, this doesn't fit my current build. Come on, man. Jesus.
Man was having second thoughts. You blame him?
Look at the game and mood if you have.
At least once he realized that it's a skill that you can't normally find.
Yeah, this is a secret class, you idiot. Pick it.
I like how the game had to tell him that. It's just like,
it's like, buddy,
this is a secret. This is pretty damn good. Are you sure you want to decline it? And he's like, fine. Yeah. There's literally no drawbacks to this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than like, not being able to pick up another job.
Technically, yeah, that would be it.
But I was like, that thing? Practical assassin.
Yeah, you'd be locked in if you picked that.
I guess that's true. But as far as ability goes, this is pretty damn good. If you can just have your own army wherever you want while still being as strong as you are.
Yep.
Yeah, the crazy thing, he'll never actually need the army, but he has it. Yeah?
The one man army. Use it in the ants.
Oh, I forgot about that part. No, he 100% gonna use the army.
Yeah.
Never mind. Does he have a mage?
Yeah, he does. He's got mages. He's got mages. He's got knights. He's got whatever they have.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize he had all the options. Damn, he actually has an army. Like, legitimate army. He's got every single class in there. Fucking a majority of different ones. And then he can obviously summon more, too. Holy.
And they level up, too.
They level up, which is wild. Oh, my God. They really are Pokemon at this point.
They are. They really are. The guy's always playing Pokemon. He gets a star. He's got like some great starter Pokemons.
Honestly, fantastic. I like what they're doing with this, man. It's so unique to the point where I'm like, dang, this is all fresh to me. I can continue getting hyped for this. I love it.
See, I just wonder if Yggdras is going to be as strong as he was or she was. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. As they were, like when they fought Jinwoo. Like, do they keep their strengths? If they do, then that's pretty broken. Because this guy was stronger than the main character. Like, yeah, someone stronger than him at his disposal.
I feel like, if anything, Yggdras is even stronger now because he's under Jinwoo's like ability.
Pretty much. Think he's
stronger than before?
Yeah. I think he's stronger.
But Jinwoo will eventually get stronger. Still need to level up.
Yeah.
But for now.
Fucking. Very shocking. Well, instead of verdicts, we'll be going straight into the final exam grading instead.
Ooh.
Yep.
What happened if we got a 4-fail right now off the bat? You don't know.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
You might as well do it here, right here in the grading. Show us why.
Shoot it. Shoot it in the foot.
I don't think anyone has bullets.
Nope.
Everyone uses them already. But yeah, we'll start off with the storyline, though. For originality, what did you guys give it?
It's out of 5, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
I give it a 5. This show has been the most unique thing that I've seen, I think, out of my entire time, like, watching anime. In terms of, like,
Oh, do I need to explain myself? Because if it's a five, it's a five. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't even need to explain it.
This you don't need fire. To. Not at all.
No, that's, we all have, like,
it's really fire.
Yeah. I'll be giving it a five as well.
Mm-hmm. How are you, Matthew?
Not yet.
Okay. I'll be giving it a two, actually. Just because I can see where they got their inspirations from. Like, really? Hunter is the big one. So I got, like, knock off some still points for originality for that.
Mm. Oh,
interesting. Part? Go ahead.
You guys cannot hear me?
Now we can.
Now we hear you.
I've been talking the entire time. That's funny.
Ah, shit.
Oh, my God. Really? You didn't hear it once during this whole lovely discussion.
Oh, they damn, y'all niggas still ignoring me? Fuck, okay.
Oh! That's tough. What the heck?
Yeah. No, I give it a five, though. I thought... Yeah, it was... The only thing that really drew me into this as a manhwa was its concept. I was not a fan of the art, I'm not a fan of the paneling, but the concept itself drew me in, and that stays with the anime as well.
There you go. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Manhwa.
It's five covered my first manhwa.
The hell's a manhwa?
Korean manga.
Oh. Who named it?
I don't know.
The Koreans?
Korean manga.
Is it literally called manga? I was like, I'm pretty sure. And like the Chinese version, like in Maui or something like that.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, so it's literally Maui? Just because it sounds different in their language, I'm assuming.
I think that all it is.
Okay. That tripped me out. I was like, manga. Interesting. You learned something new.
What
every
about
day?
The development of Soul Level? Like, was that interesting to you guys?
I'll give it a four. Because it was needed, I'll accept everything that happens. But it was good regardless.
So high.
Really? All right, I give it a five. I really liked where it went. It developed wonderfully.
I'd give the development like a two. The pacing was so fucking weird.
Wait, really?
Like, I think it's weird they ended off on this point as well. Like, I understand this was a great fight. It was a great point of the show, but like, I have no idea what direction it's really gonna head next. Like, if I didn't really like it, I would probably stop it at this point. Like, the fight was good, but the development of how the story kind of progressed, like, I don't understand how he became stronger sometimes, like how he won certain fights. So it's just weird.
But like, I like the way they did this because it's almost like an introduction into the series, like this entire season, and like the way that they're building the world up, I think makes me more excited. And keep in mind, I never read the manhwa, so like, this is all fresh to me, and I'm like really into it. And I think the majority of people have like that same sort of opinion as me because of like, it's fresh, at least the fresh people who didn't read the manhwa.
Like, I stopped like, I shortly after this, so like, from this point on, it's all new to me more or less as well. Like, I may have read like one more dungeon, but like, not really that far. But like, I just thought this was like an interesting place to stop it for the season, if that would be it. And even going forward, like the pacing of the show was weird to me.
There is a pacing category, so I'll save that for later. But before that, I do want to give mine. I do agree with you, Matthew. I gave it a one, actually, for development. And then we'll be moving on to resolution. How do you guys feel about the resolution of it all?
The ending. Well, I guess I can say it's a lower one. Give it a two for ending. Since there's not necessarily like a cliffhanger or anything, it kind of just like stopped.
See, I gave it a
little
three,
underwhelming, so I guess.
I just said it's not done yet, so can't really grade fairly, just like the other one. So I just gave it an average score of three.
Yeah, I gave it a four
to be low.
Because I know what's going to happen. So I do see all the foreshadowing that's being told in the story.
Oh, see? It's all on perspective. Yeah.
It really is.
Damn.
What about you, Matthew?
I wonder if he's muted.
Oh, I guess because my phone screen was locked, maybe that's why. But I give it a three.
Not bad.
There you go. All right, now on to pacing. How do you guys give pacing?
I give it a four. I felt like pacing was good. It wasn't too fast, wasn't too slow. I could understand what's going on, you know? Simple.
I gave it a 4 as well. 1 point off because of the filler.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying.
Yeah. I gave it a 3. Some episode was good, some episode was bad. So, yeah.
I give it a 3. Like, I feel like they focused too long on, like, things that shouldn't have focused on that long for. And other parts where I wish I could have seen more, they kind of just skimmed through it. But, 3.
Fair enough.
Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead and throw in the averages. For storyline, I have an average of 10. Without that
takeover. I have 16.
I believe mine was...
Do you mean a summation, not an average? I'm very confused how you have an average of 10 if the if it was only rated out of 5.
Oh, summation. Yeah, not an average. We're getting an average from this. Never mind. Summation. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone have my number?
I have a summation of 13.
Hold on. One moment, please. Loading.
Well, in the meantime, we'll wait for Isaiah to find his summation. We'll move on to characters. How do you guys feel about the characters' development? I personally gave it a 4.
It depends. I gave it a 4 too.
Give it a 4.
Wait, did everyone go?
No. Okay, I have a question. Are we defining development as did the characters develop, or are we defining development as your appreciation for the character's development?
Let's see. On the rubric, we have specifically, do the characters grow and evolve throughout the series? That's it.
Okay, then I'll give it a 4, because he did grow and evolve throughout the series. Do I like how he did? No, but he did.
Definitely did. It did it a lot. Aki said he went too fast. That's why I took a point off.
Yeah, I'll give it... Based on that definition, I'll give it a 4. I got to grade this shit fairly.
Here we go. Also, Isaiah, did you get your summation?
I believe it was 16.
16 as well. Alrighty. What about the relatability? Do you guys find yourselves relatable to these characters at all? Drop them all. I personally could not. I gave it a 2.
Not necessarily relatable. I'll give it a 3.
Especially Jinwoo and some of his actions. Like this man, again, I won't explain it, but yeah. Jinwoo is my reason for that too.
I'll go. Well, I'll give it a 3.
I feel like Matthew was going, but he's muted.
Yeah. I'll give it a 3 because I like his motives. His motive makes perfect sense to him. The other ability, I get it. I understand why he's doing all this.
We heard you again.
Okay, I'll give it a 2. I've been yelling 2 for so long. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The silence. Literally, it's just like no one said anything. And I was like, Sam's waiting for his brother. The dude were muted. I was like, ah. Oh, no one here.
Yes, no, it gets a 2, almost a 1, because they're all just fucking fake-ass people, but he gets a 2.
Here we go. What about is there a good variety of characters with different backgrounds and personalities?
I think so. There's not too many, but like the ones that there are have like good background, in my opinion.
What would you
give? So I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 5. I give it pretty high too. I give it a 5.
Yeah, I give it a 5.
I give it a 3.
Fair enough.
I feel like they all want to be heroes. Or they're all just after money.
See, I did like the ones that like retired and stuff, and then the ones that like couldn't cut it, and then like the family man and like all the other people, they're just like different motivations. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
It's supposed to show that everyone that's basically adventurer here for a different reason.
Yeah.
I was like, that's interesting. It's not like an adventurer's guild from an isekai where everyone's just like professional, they're all can do it just fine. This is what they're living for. Now, these are like some average Joes. Some people are just like in their street clothes and doing this shit.
Yeah.
And you have like the rich guy. Anyways, interactions. What do you guys give interactions?
Interactions? I give it a solid 4. Oh, I wish I could give it a 4.5, but I'll go 4.
Oh, I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say I give it a 5 as well. I love the interactions between these average Joes and then like actual like the killer. And
you know
shit.
What? Actually, I'm gonna change mine to a 5 just because I keep forgetting like all of the different things that happened.
I'll give this interaction. I appreciate the people talking to each other.
Mm.
True, there was a lot of that.
Lots of funniness.
Now we move on. Afki, before we move on, let's get the summation for characters.
16.
Oh, mine too. 16 as well.
Look at that.
I'm missing one. I got 12.
Bro, it's 4 numbers. How do you keep fucking
it up? Is 4. That's why. I was missing one. My mistake. There were. Okay. I'm a 15.
What's yours, Matthew? Oh, 15.
13.
All right. What the heck? There we go. Now we move on to animation quality, starting off with the art style. How do you guys feel about the art style? Was it unique, consistent, visually appealing?
Visually appealing, ooh. Yeah, unique. Everyone draw differently, so say yes. 4.
Fair enough. I gave it a 3.
Wow, really? I gave it a 4.
Oh, you, my muted friend?
I give it a 3.
3? Okay.
It was nice, right. But it didn't do anything special.
I agree. So we're all, like, in the same area for this one. What about the animation itself?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. I give it a 5. Man, I give it a 5.
I want to change my answer now for the first one.
Wait, why?
I want to give this a 4 and that one a 3 now.
Why not give both a 5?
I mean, you still can.
Okay. I'll give my last one a 3 and this one a 4. I'm going to go back to the rubric. I left the page for a minute.
Steve, now your answer makes more sense to me, Matthias. I'm like, damn, it wasn't that creative. Like, it was good.
Exactly. That was really special. That was decent. Like, when I think of a 5, I think of like something unique, like Demon Slayers, like drawn like waves and shit. Like, all right, that's cool. That's cool art style. Animation, though, I gave this one a 5, especially for that last fight with Ygritte. That was pretty good. So, 5. They never really dropped.
Yeah.
I will also give it a 5. I thought it was phenomenal from the opening scene and the opening episodes to the last episode and even all the in between. It was very seamless. A lot of cool action. They depicted the animation very well. Am I still muted?
Oh. No, we got that one. That one was real. Is this real? Oh, man. What about the backgrounds? Are the backgrounds well drawn and immersive?
Ooh, I like to think so. What do you want to say, though?
It didn't pop up.
I gave it a 3, just like average.
Average? I give it a 4. Not perfect, but also not like awful, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. Just because I don't remember it, so it must have not stuck out to me that well.
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 2. Like, it just didn't do anything. Like, the animation carried it so hard. But the art style and the backgrounds were kind of weak.
Fair. What about the character design themselves?
Because it was my first, I'll give it a 3.
Really?
I'll give it a 3 as well.
It's funny, the concept of manhwa, they're all the same in my opinion. Every single manhwa is the same. They're all solo leveling, they're all a gaming world, they all look the same. They all have the same power Jinmu have. Like, it's not a unique original story, but because it's the very first one I read, it is original.
Wait, this is character design, so you know.
Yeah. Still the same. Right. So 3.
I'll give it a 3. I did like the monster design. And there's a couple other in my head that come up in like the service. I thought they were cool looking. But the people, they were so fucking plain. Oh my god. It was so fucking
plain. Fair enough. What about you, Isaiah?
I'm going to have to give it a 5.
Okay.
Guys, dick writing, soul leveling, bro. Goddamn.
Nah, bro. This show is fire. I love this one. I have to. It was so good.
Well, let's see just how good it was with the summation of your score. I 17. Had it at a 14.
17.
I had a 13.
I have 12.
What have you done to this? All right, moving on to sound design. Well, what do you guys think of the voice acting? Was it convincing? Does it fit the characters?
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie. People kept telling me dub was better.
Really? What the fuck? Really? I will actually go back and watch it in dub now. That's awesome. I give it a 4.
Yeah,
I give it a 4 as well.
I give it a 4. It's just really funny hearing that. People say Jinmu was more threatening when he was in dub.
I feel bad. What about you, Matthew, if you're not muted? It's always when we go to a new category. It happens.
Can they phone locks?
I give it a 4.
Ah, 4. Nice. We're all to a consensus. What about the background music? I gave it a 3. Nothing special.
Yeah, 3.
2. If I don't even remember it, I can't give it a higher score than a 2.
That's fair. Maybe you were too generous.
Maybe.
What would you guys say?
Sound design?
Yeah, the background music.
You know what? I didn't really notice it that much. I'll give it a 3.
Alrighty. What about the sound effects?
Oh, that'd be a 4. They were good. Especially during the Ikfried fight.
Nice. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't think I really noticed those either. I gave it a 3.
Damn, y'all giving average scores for not noticing things? Y'all are very generous. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Well, I am gonna have to revisit this later.
Damn. Okay.
I give it a 5. Like, I actually appreciated the sound effects. Like when the swords clash and those little things, and when you hit the ground, it had like the dust sound sometimes. I'm like, oh, they had like pretty good attention to detail.
Okay. Awesome. I'm glad it was actually more than I thought it was.
Well, yeah, Neo knows that shit, so clearly it wasn't a thing for you.
Yeah, that's why I give it 3, unfortunately. But like hearing that definitely does change my mind a little bit. And I would love to.
What if he's lying? What if it's all just bullshit? What does it ever happen?
Lies?
Yeah.
But what reason does he have to lie?
I don't know. He really could.
Interesting. Just because.
Just because. Don't be that guy.
Don't lie, guys.
Like, did you hear the dust? I don't know.
The dust.
I had the whoosh. Like when the giant swords came down and like you heard the wind. I'm like, that was cool.
I remember that.
It made you remember that like you were actually there. Like, I appreciated that.
Yeah, no. Okay. I have to change my answer to a 4.
Look at that. It all worked. No, that was real.
Damn. Crazy.
What about opening and ending? What do you guys give this?
Never listened to it. Actually, I didn't like how the opening started, so I always skipped it. So it'll be a 2.
Interesting. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh, and another thing I hate about the opening too, actually, I just remember I watched the first time and I thought it ended halfway through and it didn't end. The song picked up again and that pissed me the fuck off. I would not, she was eagerly annoyed.
That's
funny. Oh my god. Yeah, so that definitely a 2.
Only part I liked about the opening was like the first few seconds with the drums, and then that's it. And then everything else, I just skip. I just got, oh, this is annoying. But the drums, I wish the whole song was just like that.
It would have been better.
But the ending, however, I did really like the ending. Like, I really liked it a lot. So that one gets a 5 for me.
Yeah.
There is the opening.
That's where my 2 points came from.
Points, the ending. Crazy. I think I gave mine I didn't really listen to it much, so I give it a 3.
I didn't like it. So you're talking to 3?
Fuck.
I hate it, opening 3.
Yeah, bro.
I despise it. Opening Attack My Family. Yeah, I guess it's 3.
Damn, Attack My Family.
Bye.
Well, we'll never know what Matthew says until later. I think Matthew said 5.
Yo, I'm blaming the hotel Wi-Fi at this point, bro, because I'm literally like, I'm clicking the screen every so often so it doesn't even go muted. Like, I don't, or my screen won't lock. I don't know what to do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like every like lengthy pause, it'll like go away.
I give it a two though.
A two? All right.
Yeah.
So what's everyone's summation for sound design? Mine is 15.
13.
11. What about you, Mathis?
12.
Alrighty. Now on to overall enjoyment. First, we have engagement. Did the anime keep you engaged from start to finish? I gave it a 4 because technically we did finish it. So.
Oh, and you know what else? The show kept me really, really engaged. So it's a 5 for me.
I give it a 4 just because I lost engagement of the filler during the filler episodes.
No, that is true. Really lost me there. Lost me hard. Almost failed it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 3. But my reasoning is I still enjoyed reading it more than I did watching it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about the emotion, though? Did it make you guys feel things?
No.
For me, it didn't make me feel things. It was excitement. There was anger. There was a couple other different emotions I could think
of. I agree with that.
I give it a 5.
I agree with Isaiah a lot. I give it a 5, too. I felt a lot of anger during a lot of bullshit moments. Mm-hmm. I did laugh at that part, I feel like.
The way it was good. It just died. That shit was crazy.
I had a huge range of emotions. Like the Cerberus fight and that other boss fight. Oh, I remember how angry I was. So you know what? It gets a 5 for emotions from me.
Nice. That's what we like to see.
I read it already. So I get 1.
You got 1?
Huh?
You heard me.
Damn. I kind of want to hear why. Do you felt 1 emotion?
I'm curious.
Yeah. And it was just anger and hate. Doing up the upset parts that I wish were not in the anime.
Ah.
Because it's not my first time seeing everything. That's why. Like, that's what it mainly come down to.
I'm going to give it a 2.
2?
Yeah. Like, unlike you, Savant, I'm not going to give my negative emotions a positive score for this show.
Huh. Fair enough.
I did feel.
But not good. Oh, that's really fair. What about the rewatch value? Would you guys rewatch this?
No, sadly.
I'm going to be rewatching it in dub, so I'm going to give it a 5.
Fair.
Like, I would rewatch this with like my brother or something, so I gave it a 4 if he didn't already see this.
I'll give it a 3.
Oh, sorry. 3.
Mine would just be a 2.
Alrighty. What about recommendations? Would you guys recommend this anime?
Oh, a 5. 100%. Oh my god.
Out of nowhere. After all this stuff, it's like, it was like a 5. I love it. Well, I gave it a 3.
I'll give it a 4.
I should give it a 3.5, but I'll round up. I'll give it a 4. I feel like the average anime
fan. Alrighty. What about, I don't know what you're doing, but what about the overall summation of your overall enjoyment?
Mine's a 14.
Well, speak up once, guys. One more time.
I got them. Surprisingly, I got them. What about you, Matthew?
A 12? Wait, can you hear me? 12?
Yep, 12. All right, there you go. Well, it looks like the marks are now settled, and we'll be calculating that final grade. And again, if it's over 60, then Soul Leveling will have graduated. So go ahead and crunch those numbers. I don't know what you're doing. That's why I said, like, what are you doing? Drum roll, please. Well, let's say it's calculates the numbers. Crunches them down.
All right. The final score is in. Solo Leveling will be receiving a grand score of 68.5. And of course, a passing mark would be above 60. So Solo Leveling will, in fact, be graduating from anime, passed or fail. Congrats to Solo Leveling being the only anime to graduate this season. There's a round of applause going on. Yes, 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 yes. They definitely deserve it. It's very good. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to roll out the red carpet for a much-anticipated award ceremony. We've got our classic Best Boy and Best Girl accolades to present, followed by our opening and ending awards, and of course, the highlight of the show, the Choice Awards. But now, let's dive into this thrilling task of determining the ultimate Best Boy and Best Girl from the four animes. I don't know why I said four, there's many more than that. We've indulged this season. Here's the twist, though. If any one of these nominated animes secure two or more votes from us, they'll be taking home the official award. Technically, it should be three. So without further ado, let's get that ball rolling and kick things off. For my best boy, I chose the Gotcha Kid from Instant Death Ability.
What? What? No way. Yeah, that kid. Well, I decided to choose Jinwoo from Solo Leveling. Fuck everybody
else. I think Jinwoo had to be the best boy. I have to agree. He'll always be my best boy.
All right, Jinwoo. What was you, Matthew? Oh.
You again?
Matthew's here. There he is.
Okay. I forgot what his name was, but the thief, not swordsman guy from Ishira. I think he was the
bandit.
The bandit.
Oh, him. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Not he the was guy that got the entire season. What was it?
You know what? I'm willing to switch my vote to the bandit.
Hey,
what about 2v2. So the real question is, who will win in a fight, Jinwoo or the bandit?
Or the 100% bandit?
100% Jinwoo at full strength.
See, I don't even know about that, honestly. Full strength, yes. At his current state, I'd be saw him at the end of the.
He doesn't have an anime. Army now. He could just summon Igdris.
Exactly.
You're right.
Man's that's got fair. A team.
So, you guys change your vote to Jinwoo then?
Nah. Jinwoo has the most one-dimensional character in the anime I've ever seen in my entire life. He is like such a shitty-ass main character.
I really don't like his character either. This man doesn't make any sense. Like, he gets his power. I've always been upset that he doesn't take his life more cautiously. Like, he almost died. And he's like, all right, I better make the best of my life this time around. But he's taking all these nonsensical risks. And
putting he's poisoned. Is all the power going to his head?
Yeah, well, fuck that guy. The bandit didn't let that happen.
He's just so unlikable. Like, there's no reason for me to like Jinwoo.
Yeah, what is his, like, point stuff? Like, what are his good points? Other than being strong.
Oh, you already said it. Strong.
Strong? Well, bandit's strong. Yeah. And he's cunning.
Hey, cunning.
And he's free. He's just living the way he wants. He's living his best life.
He was cut down too easily. The anime did him too dirty. The anime did him too dirty for him to be my best boy.
That's tough, man.
That honestly the main reason, if anything.
I mean, he died to a pretty strong character. It was a short fight, but like it was a good sequence of events. And he tried to outsmart him. He just didn't realize this man's brute strength.
Yeah, yep. That's all it was, man.
And he failed.
Unfortunately, that is what it is. Nah, yo. Any character that wins a fight because of main character's strength cannot be the best boy, in my opinion.
This is true. Do we really want to choose our best boy based on just this guy's strengths? You know how many main characters would just be always best boy?
Then I'm changing my best boy to the king then.
King?
Is he a king? The commander for the dragons? I'm not sure what his name was.
What are you talking about?
The Wyvern?
The wyvern. The man that was friends with the blue wyvern. Him.
Oh, him.
The old man. Yes.
The old man.
The freaking, what was he called? What was his title? Fucking steadfast person. I can't remember what his name was. Why him?
Like, because he had a sense of duty that he always accomplished and finished.
That's facts, though. That's actually facts.
Know. Yeah.
Where will you be going, Isaiah? Will you be sticking with Jinwoo?
I have to. I literally have to. The man is a gun.
What's making you? Why is he keeping you?
I think it mostly has to do with the fact that I feel so connected to the story. And like, I can now officially say, like, this show is like in my top five. Easy.
Or a type of best boy.
I know. Aside. But like, I really like his character and I really like his development.
But why though?
I really like, because he's unique in my eyes. I haven't seen anyone like him.
Yes. Why? What makes him unique?
Well,
makes him unique.
Keep in mind, I'm still like relatively fresh to anime, and that I haven't watched nearly as many as y'all have. So like, seeing this is like a breath of fresh air, and like, I really like it for that fact. And like, his character really sticks out to me.
None of what he said makes sense of why he should be the best boy.
No, it doesn't. All I'm hearing is that you like anime.
His strength is kind of like the actual character himself is really cool.
But why?
Oh my god.
He likes it because of the power.
His power is really cool. His ego, his fucking skills and his knowledge, everything like adds up and I like it. Like even like the way he treated that guy in the fucking store, the guy that was looking into him and found out he's as powerful as he is. Like the way plays with people's minds. My god, like, how can you not say that's fucking the coolest shit ever?
Easily.
There we go.
I get the still. That's his name.
The still. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, thank you, Isaiah, for giving real reasons.
Yes, sir.
You got there in the end. All right. I don't know. We're kind of at a... Does anyone want to change their votes at this point? We're currently at a 2-1-1.
Nope.
All right. Looks honestly, like Bandit will be taken. Oh, wait.
Oh, no. I was going to say there's almost no good selections for Best Boy this season. I feel like I'm picking the best of the worst.
No, I think my pick is very, very nice.
Yours is pretty decent. I won't even lie. It did make me think. I mean, look how big you put it. Hargnet the Still.
Look at that name. The name alone.
The Still.
You got the in the name. When you have the in your name.
I'm pretty sure they all have the, don't they? The Bandit they or something, the Magpie or whatever.
They do.
This is the Still. It's just so funny. Like, you just get that. Like, man, this guy is so good at standing still. We're going to give him the Still. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with the Bandit. I think the Bandit's going to be taking this home with the two votes. So, congrats to the Bandit. I mean, the best boy. But what about best girl? Who would like to show off their nominee first?
Magic. Gushing over magical girls. The main character.
Oh my god. No way. No way. I do not have a best girl.
No best girl, okay.
No, sir.
I chose Tomochika, the main girl from Instant Death Ability.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can respect that.
Yeah.
If I had to choose the best girl, I think that's the really only one I could pick, I could agree with.
Oh, Tomochika?
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect. I don't even think we even have to argue. 2-1.
No.
Tomochika just takes... Unless, actually, Isaiah, do you want to switch over to any of these votes now that we said them?
No, I don't support them.
What did you say?
I don't support them.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Dear God. You think? No, we're not going to get that answer, actually. Never mind.
All right, folks. That's now you have it. You have Tomochika as the best girl and the Bandit as the best boy. And it's time to dive into the best opening and ending awards. And we're going to kick things off with our opening nominees first and then move on to the endings. First up, as always, we have Isaiah.
Damn. It's a hard choice. I think I'll have to do both solo leveling. Sorry. Opening solo leveling.
Well, you're going to have a hard time getting Messias on your team for that one. Well, I will throw mine in there. I said instant death ability. That originally hooked me. The intro itself. That's what gave me hope for that anime. That just be a guy going around erasing heroes and villains alike. And yeah, I also like just like, I don't know. It was good. It gave me a good idea of what's going to happen in this story. And it kind of delivered. Song was pretty decent too.
I've been thinking, see which one should get my best opening. And honestly, I don't think I liked any of these openings.
Oh, no vote. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. That'd be a no vote for me.
Okay. My instant death ability had my second favorite opening. I really liked the music and the animation, but my favorite was Mr. Villain's Day Off. I loved the lo-fi beats of that opening. Like I went back to actually like listen to all of them again to make my vote, and I remembered this one specifically.
I can't even remember. I think I tried to go back to it. Damn, interesting. Well, we all have different votes. And Messias, after hearing all these, do you want to side with anyone?
Oh, I have to listen to them all again. If you give me time to listen to them all again, it's the only way I could.
Oh, Lord.
But that's too long, so I'll have to stay with my no vote.
Alrighty. Well, looks like we'll just go ahead and move on to ending. We'll go and have an impasse. I don't think we're going to be able to convince each other without really like listening to it. So we'll do endings. Who had the best outros? I said solo leveling for this one.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with solo leveling. I enjoyed it.
Maybe NA again. None of them stuck. None of them really stuck.
Not even solo leveling, really?
No.
No.
It was so cool.
I think my favorite ending was the Ishiro ending. So I'm just basing it off of the music. I don't really pay attention to the animations during the endings or the beginnings, to be
honest. Solo leveling's ending gave me like backroom vibes for some reason.
I think it had a good song too, actually.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It did. Way better than the opening song. But it wasn't the best song.
Please better.
Ishiro had a song. But I'm going to lose this one. I know. It's fine.
True. Huh. Soul Leveling will be taking home the outro since
I
received two votes.
I'll jump on the Soul Leveling bandwagon. It's good.
Oh, you heard it?
Yes.
All right, I lied. Three votes for Soul Leveling. Now it's official for the best outro. Congrats to them. And now the moment we've all been waiting for, our choice award. This is where we revealed the anime that stole our hearts. Season. Who's first? Oh, Matthew, the floor is yours. Where he says, might
remove. Bro, why are you putting me first? I don't even know if y'all can hear me.
We can hear you.
Didn't put you first. Okay. This was Messias back when he made this structure. I'm just reading this. He had you first. He said, you are first. So you did say you might remove it, but I guess we're not. So we're eager to hear your thoughts on which anime, if any, has earned the top spots in your list this season. Go ahead, take it away.
Okay, honestly, none of these animes. I can't give my choice award to any of them. I don't think I would realistically recommend any of these shows to anybody.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Oh. So Lovely, I would highly recommend to people. It's a good show. A lot of detail in it. Even the detail I may not like.
That's funny. Oh, well, I am of the same mind as Matthew. I'm giving it to no one.
Really? Fuck that. I'm giving it to Solo Leveling.
Surprise. Fuck y'all's answers. Well, there we have it. We have Solo Leveling taking away two choice awards, a recommendation from both the host Isaiah and Messias. Congrats to Solo Leveling on the recommendations and the graduations. And there you have it. We've unveiled our award winners and celebrated the graduation of our 12th season sensations. It has been an evening filled with anticipation, excitement, and most importantly, a shared love for anime. Congratulations to all our winners and graduates. Your talent and hard work have truly paid off. Here's to another successful season in the world of anime, pass or fail. Now you guys must be wondering, what anime will we be watching in season 13? Well, I can tell you that right now. You see, the anime listed for the upcoming seasons are Fable, Windbreaker, Go Go Loser Ranger, Kaiju number 8, and you, the audience, have voted for nothing. Yeah, that's right, nothing. None of you guys have voted. And because of that, we're going to go ahead and put it through a random number generator and leave it to fate on what the listener's pick will be.
Can I pick the fate?
You guys, can you pick? No, I don't think that's how
that works. That's not how fate works.
But yes, if you want to be the one that chooses the anime, because again, all it would have taken is that one vote, and that one vote could be you. All you have to do is go to our subreddit r/AnimePassOrFail and choose an anime you want us to cover, and it's highly likely it'll be chosen. But for now, we'll be choosing the anime at random, live, right now, this very moment. So 1:55. We're spinning the wheel. Let's see where it lands. Oh my god.
Bartender! That is...
Oh! It really did? For real?
It really did land on the bartender.
No way.
Excellent. What the fuck? I have an excuse to watch it.
That's hilarious. Actually crazy.
This is good.
What are the odds?
1 in 55.
Damn.
Five stars.
Wow. Well, there we have it. We have Bartender as the anime will be our guest pick anime. Let me just go ahead and see the genres. This will be a drama slice of life anime, so we will look forward to that. But in the meantime, why don't we talk about the animes we chose, starting with Matthias.
Well, I heard this show was like The Boys and Power Rangers, so why not? Why not? It can't be that bad.
Which is it?
Oh, I didn't think of. Uh-huh. It's called Go Go Loser Rangers.
Fascinating. What about you, Isaiah? What did you choose?
I have Kaiju 8 Goo. And I'm not too sure what's going on with this show, but I do know it's highly recommended, so I am very much into it. We will all see Going in the Dark.
That we will. What about you, Matthew?
I picked the Fable. Can y'all hear me?
Yep. You can. Okay. For once, it's weird.
Okay, I picked the Fable because it's also one of the animes or the manga that TCB consistently update, and they only update fire and popular shit, so it has to be good.
We will surely find out. Well, I chose Windbreaker, and to be honest, I can't even remember why I chose it.
Tokyo Avenger.
I'm reading the description and violence. There is violence. Apparently, there's delinquents. So maybe Tokyo Avengers vibe. There's superpowers as well, apparently. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Hopefully, Pass Me picked this for good reason. The genres is action, comedy, and drama. So we'll see if this anime is good.
Faster than Tokyo Avengers.
My Hero meets Tokyo Avengers.
Yeah. God, I hope so. Well, and just like that, we've wrapped up our 12th season. We sincerely hope our valued listeners have enjoyed this journey as much as we have enjoyed curating it for you. It's heartwarming to see our audience expanding and eagerly awaiting our company in the upcoming 13th season. We're always looking for ways to enhance your experience. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on this season. Engage with us on our Reddit page and let us know what aspects of the show you enjoyed and what areas you feel could use a bit of improvement. And even if you choose not to share your opinions, we appreciate your listenership and thank you for being a part of our journey. Until next season, we thank you for listening.